the most fun afternoons with Scotty.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news. I give you the good news of a story. And Colette in Oaklawn, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
So Colette, the good news of the story is that while there are some injuries that Amazon drivers have to be worried about, things like back injuries, dogs, maybe the occasional, I don't know, I had to pee and rupture my bladder because I couldn't go anywhere kind of thing. That is not the case with this one Amazon driver that pretty much does whatever it takes to deliver his packages. What's the bad news of that story?
The homeowners try to sue him for his possible injuries.
Gotcha. Like, you got injured, but you damaged my property. How dare you step on my walkway lights or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's, you know what, I will say this, there's no lawsuit so far. Okay. However, you never know, because what happened to this Amazon driver is he actually chopped off half his finger trying to deliver a package.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I guess he went to go put like a bubble envelope through a mail slot, and as he pulled his finger back, it like closed, and it like cut off the tip of his finger, and he had to drive himself and go to the hospital or whatever. But the weirdest part about the story is, like, in his panic, he never got the part of his finger, so they couldn't sew it back on, which also means that whoever got this package also got a bloody envelope and a tip of a finger, right, hanging out somewhere by their front door, probably going, what happened here? It's like getting two gifts.
Oh my goodness.
Let's jump in to get all three, okay? This is it. We get to play get all three with the three trivia questions that if you don't get them, they stick and go on and on. So we're all kind of playing together here, right? We got to help each other out. Let's see if Amy from Summit can get all three. If not, pay attention, because you're going to get the same questions. Amy, you ready to jump in and take on all three? On a Tuesday?
Okay.
Question one. Amy, what is the most visited museum in Chicago?
I'm going to say the Museum of Science and Industry.
Okay. Question two. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, Shakespeare.
All right, hold on right there. Get you question three. Two songs away.
Can you get all three?
First, we got to find out if we can knock out all three questions. Amy from Summit answered questions one and two moments ago. She's going to take on all three. Remember, if she doesn't get them, we stick with them, and they go to you. So grab your phone, get ready, and pay close attention, even if you didn't hear the first two. She might do one third of the work for you. Amy, are you ready to jump in and take on question three?
Okay.
Question three. Amy, 15% of people have done this to their boss, even though it could get them fired. What is it?
Ooh, talk back to your boss can get you fired.
Yeah, but it's so satisfying, right?
It is, yes.
All right, let's see how you did. Amy, in Summit, you got one correct. You got one, Amy.
Okay, that's okay.
I like that. I think I've set the precedent that even if you get one, you might go, at first, but hey, at least I got one of them, right? Let's find out what's trending.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, let's start by ruining your dry January in case you're doing it. Or helping your not-so-dry January. You decide how you take this. There's a reason that sometimes you'll get way more drunk, way faster, when you're drinking either mixed drinks with Coke or Diet Coke. Using Diet Coke as a mixer, maybe your whiskey and Coke, your rum and Coke, using Diet Coke as a mixer gets you drunk faster than regular Coke. And it's because the sugar in regular Coke makes your stomach empties slower into your intestine, small intestine, which slows down the alcohol as it goes into your bloodstream. So if you want to get drunk fast, drink Diet Coke. If you want to actually make it through the night, use regular Coke. So sorry if I ruined your dry January or not. Let's talk about the big game. Now, obviously, Bears not going to be there, but if you do want to go, and I've been to Super Bowl week when it was in Houston, I was down there, and it's cool, man. There's like festivities that happen. NFL does it big. There's concerts that happen beforehand. Well, if you're looking to rent a place down there, it could go for up to $50,000 a night. There are some locals that are renting their mansions for about $50,000 a night, but you can find other homeowners, because a lot of homeowners there are actually moving and living in with relatives so that they can rent out their full homes for, you know, somewhere around $1,000 a night. Some people are renting out guest bedrooms for $150 a night for the big game. But if you are going down there, it could get kind of costly if you're going to rent one of those houses. Maybe if you split it between a bunch of people, you can do that. Now, you don't have to go to Arizona for a lot of fun. You can stay here because this summer is going to be a good time. Windy City Smokeout. We got more artists announced this weekend. And let's talk about the full lineup for Thursday, which is what we got. Zach Bryan went from opening for Willie Nelson on a Thursday last year to now the headliner for Thursday night. We knew that. Let's talk about the rest of the lineup for Thursday leading up to Zach Bryan. Right before him will be Randy Rogers Band. Then we got the up-and-coming superstar. I will say, this is a huge pull. Bailey Zimmerman. Before that, a group called American Aquarium, who's actually been around for a really long time. They got about 7 albums out since about 2006, and they their last album has some pretty heartfelt things. They tackle things like miscarriages in the family, the lead singer's losing his mom, so it's actually some pretty heartfelt stuff. They're called, again, American Aquarium. And finally, the opener of all of Windy City Smokeout is a guy named J.R. Carroll, who is a close friend of Zach Bryan, actually, and Zach Bryan said that the first time he heard him, he remembered how beautiful his voice was. So you can check him out as well. And those tickets, the 4-day tickets, are almost sold out for that day, or for the festival. So you can check them out at us99.com. There's links up there. That is what's trending today.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Let's, I don't know, go to church and maybe have some confessions for our church tickets.
This is Eric Church. I have a confession to make.
I got a confession to make.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, Dawn in Frankfurt, you're caller 19. You are going to play for these Eric Church tickets.
Wonderful.
You're like, wonderful, as long as I get them. So here's what we're going to do. You know, Eric Church, what happens when you go to church? I'm assuming, because I'm Jewish, but we'll say this happens at church. You got to go to confession, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a couple things that Eric Church may or may not have confessed doing, and you just decide if he did or if I totally made them up, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first one is, Dawn, did Eric Church confess that he once went skydiving with a group of fans?
Yeah.
He did not confess that. I made that up. And that would be, I don't know if he's actually ever been skydiving. It's a good question to ask him, actually. All right, Dawn, did Eric Church confess to once running a marathon in a chicken suit?
He's crazy, but I don't think he's that crazy. I'm going to say no.
You're right. He's not as crazy as I am. He has not done that. One final one. Here we go. Dawn, has Eric Church confessed to once doing a photo shoot for a magazine cover in which he posed with my favorite animal, a llama?
Yes.
He did do that. Congratulations. You're going to Eric Church. How about it?
Oh, my God. That is so wonderful.
Yes. You're going to see the Chief in Tinley Park, which is such a cool place to see him.
Yeah, that's great. I can't believe he's playing there.
I know. Isn't that fun? Hold on 1 second. I will get you tickets. I want to talk about something, actually, that happened earlier on in the show.
Oh, this show's the best.
The best show.
Best show.
Best show ever.
Who voted?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So Colette from Oakland, I was talking to her earlier, and she is a security guard, and we somehow got on the topic of tasing people, and I asked if she ever been tased, and she said she had to. She had to be tased to use a taser. And I was like, oh, what was that like? And she said this.
Worst 5 seconds of my life.
Really? All right, so 0 out of 10, would not recommend.
No. Maybe like a 3, so you could say you did it.
So you can say you did it. Sometimes you do stupid stuff and you're like, well, at least it was a good story. So I want to play a little game of it sucked, but it was a good story. What happened? 312-946-4995. Off the top of my head, I think I have to talk about my American Ninja Warrior experience, because I did in 2019. I competed in American Ninja Warrior, and it was like months of training, and it was brutal. And then you go to film the show. It's done in the middle of the night. My whole family, everyone's there. I didn't do the actual course till 3 or 3:30 in the morning, and then I got up there after waiting hours and hours and hours, and I fell on the second obstacle, and that sucked. But hey, it's a good story to tell. See where I'm going? What was it you did that totally sucked, because for whatever reason, but an awesome story to tell? Let's talk about the good story that had a terrible ending, right? So it sucked, but at least it was a good story. Told you about how Colette, who's a security guard, said she had to get tased to use a taser. And I was like, oh, 0 out of 10, right? Would not recommend. She hated it. She's like, well, 3 out of 10 just because it's a good story to tell. 312-946-4995. If you're on hold, stay right there. Let's start with Jenny in Cedar Lake. It sucked, but at least it was a good story to tell. What happened?
Well, anybody who hears me will know me by this story. They know me. I had a little incident with driving a golf cart and falling off of it and breaking my face.
I love that statement of I broke my face. What do you mean you fell off and broke your face?
I literally broke my face.
So you were just were you drunk? Were you just trying to do tricks?
I'm not going to say I was drunk. There was a few drinks. Fell off the golf cart, fell on gravel and cement and broke my face. But it was the most awesome story ever.
That sounds really painful. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Adrian Oaklawn, what sucked, but at least it was a good story to tell.
So a week before I turned 16, I broke the first bone that I ever broke, and I fractured my hip.
Fractured your hip? How did you fracture your hip? That made it a good story.
Playing softball, funny enough. I was batting, I hit, I ran to first, and the girl that was playing was much larger than myself, and she was blocking the bag, so I thought I'd go for an interference call, and instead, I fractured it.
Oh, my God. Well, I like your style, though. I do the same. I did that in our company softball team. Like, there was a guy blocking the plate, and I was like, I'm going through this guy. And again, it was a terrible decision, and I hurt myself also. So,
yeah.
What did we learn?
I played 5 innings before I asked my coach to take me out, so.
Yeah, we think we're tougher than we are.
Maybe so, yeah. From time to time.
Jen from LaPorte, what totally sucked? But hey, that was a good story to tell.
I was in a conference in Washington, D.C., and I'd been there before, but not ever been to Arlington Cemetery.
Okay.
And it was 3 blocks from my hotel, so I was like, I think I can see the last changing of the guard for the day. So I walk over there, I ask the guard upon entering the side entrance, think I have enough time? And he's like, oh, yeah, for sure. So go there, start walking back, and realize that I am locked in Arlington Cemetery.
You got locked in Arlington Cemetery?
Yes. I didn't think it was even possible, but
I didn't
apparently
know that.
It is. So I had to climb the fence.
You climbed the fence?
It was really more of a brick wall, but
sure.
I felt like my only option.
Wow, but you're like a crazy ninja. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Jake in Manhattan, what sucked, but at least it was a good story.
I decided to have my friends brand me because I didn't have money for a tattoo.
What? Why? You got branded? What was that of?
Just a circle. I found a steel ring, put it on a hot plate until it's glowing, and my buddy put it on my arm with pliers. And
not even anything cool.
No. Later that day, we went swimming in the river, and I wake up 2 days later on my friend's couch. Apparently, I got a fever from it.
And, yeah, you probably got. I was going to say you swam in the river. It's probably all sorts of infected, and you woke up 2 days later?
Yep, on his couch. And I was like, hey, you didn't think to call an ambulance? Like, we made sure you were breathing.
Oh, my God. All right, well, you're right. It was a good story to tell.
It was.
Trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know this wasn't a thing at first. Also, if you like Taylor Swift and hate your ex, you're going to like what's coming to Chicago. Let's kick it off with this DoorDash news. Apparently, DoorDash is going to start delivering Starbucks to all 50 states in March. They've done a test program in a couple different states, California and a few others, and it seems like people like that they can deliver, get Starbucks delivered by DoorDash. But in March, you will be able to get it in all 50 states. I'll be honest, I didn't know you couldn't order Starbucks from DoorDash. So that's good news for all of us. All right, let's talk about you fishing. Specifically, if you fish in Lake Michigan. Don't eat the fish, apparently. So there's new research that says eating just one freshwater fish that's caught in American river or lake, like the Great Lakes. They specifically mentioned the Great Lakes. It's equivalent to drinking a month's worth of water that's contaminated with toxic forever chemicals, which is obviously very, very bad. There are ways to actually eat the fish, but you have to do, there's a couple steps that I suggest you Google before you do that. So if you fish in Lake Michigan and you eat the fish, just be careful, okay? Let's get to Taylor Swift. If you like breakup songs, you're gonna love this place. Taylor Swift Breakup Bar is coming to Chicago. It's a Taylor Swift-themed breakup bar. It's called Bad Blood, and it's going to be coming to Chicago. I believe it's in River North area. And it's starting on January 27th through February 26th. So if you hate Valentine's Day and you have no one to celebrate with, this is apparently the place you want to go. It's called Breakup Bar Bad Blood, or it's a breakup bar called Bad Blood. So you can Google that and figure out exactly how to go. And again, it starts on January 27th. So that's what's floating around the interwebs.
It's trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
This is Eric Church. I have a confession to make.
I got a confession to make.
Scotty on US 99.
Katie, you're caller 19. You are going to play for these Eric Church tickets. What about it?
Oh my God, shut up. I didn't think this was going to happen.
All right, let's see.
Now I'm freaking out.
Let's see how well you do here, okay? So, Eric Church is very special because when you go to church, you have to obviously go to confessional at some point. And so, I'm going to give you a couple things, and you decide, are these things that Eric Church has confessed, or did I make them up, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Katie,
yeah.
Did Eric Church confess that he once appeared on an episode of the TV show Drunk History, where he narrated a historical story while drunk? Or did I make that up?
I think he confessed that.
I love that show, by the way. Have you ever watched Drunk History?
It is so good.
It's so
I
good.
I have, yes. It is.
Which actually is interesting because I didn't know Eric Church actually did do one of the episodes, which now I have to go find it. Yeah, so that was right. All right, here we go, another one.
Okay.
Did Eric Church confess that he once did an interview, or confess in an interview that his favorite fast food restaurant was White Castle?
I'll say yes.
He did confess that. He loves White Castle, apparently. I don't know anyone who's, like, I like White Castle, but I don't know anyone whose favorite is White Castle.
I don't like White Castle, but my husband loves White Castle.
Yeah.
So.
It's a great drunk late night snack that'll go right through you.
That's for sure.
Yeah. My buddies, DJ buddies and I, we used to stop there at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, pick up a Crave case, and just have at it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's do one more here. Did Eric Church confess that he once did a stand-up comedy routine on a late-night talk show?
I would say, yeah. He looks like he might be able to do a stand-up comedy kind of thing.
I agree. He looks like he could. However, he did not confess that. Doesn't matter. You got Eric Church tickets. You are going to see him live August 12th. How's that sound?
Oh, my God. No way.
Yes.
That is freaking awesome.
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, you'll be there. Okay, hold on one second. I'll get your tickets.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. And Tabitha and Valpo, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So, Tabitha, the good news of the story is that there's a couple who have a couple brand new big dogs. So, they actually found the perfect brand new dog crates for their pup. What's the bad news of that story?
The wife put the husband in the crate.
I'm laughing because you are pretty close to right. However, she didn't put him in the crate, but the couple, the bad news of the story is that the couple, both of them, got locked in the crates because they were crawling in. So there were three crates, and one of the dogs went in one, and they each crawled in one of the others to kind of show the dogs, or in kind of in a jokey way. Well, they got locked in them. And,
oh, my God.
And this is all on video. I have video of all of this. I'll tell you where to get it in a second.
Oh, perfect.
And, but then you see the husband, like, from the inside, pushing the crate, like, jumping up inside down in the crate, scooting it across the floor so it's face-to-face with his wife's crate so he can reach through and unlock her crate to get them out.
Oh, my God.
It is so funny.
That was a good idea.
Yes. I know, right? Clever.
Oh,
but
gosh.
It's so funny. I told you, I have video, too. If you text the word stuck, S-T-U-C-K, to 44995, I'll send the video right to your phone. Stuck to 44995. It's hilarious.
Okay.
We got to check in with Mackenzie, okay? We gave her a New Year's resolution. We're going to find out how it's going. Mackenzie. All right, we got to check in with listener Mackenzie and see how she's doing with this New Year's resolution we gave her. Mackenzie, are you there?
Hi.
Or should I say the great, wonderful, all-powerful, mystical Mackenzie?
You know, it's getting there.
I'll say you're going to need a cool magician name.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I have to think of something.
That's funny. All right, let's do one thing at a time, I think. So if you didn't know, Mackenzie called in and said, I do not have a New Year's resolution. So we spun the wheel of resolutions and gave her a skill to learn. And Mackenzie, you had to learn 3 magic tricks, card tricks, right?
Yes.
And so where are we? Now, you're not a magician. You've never done this before, right?
No, I haven't.
But you did say that you always kind of wanted to learn some card tricks. So where are we in the process? Did we do some research? Did we pick the tricks?
Yeah, I've definitely done some research, and I've kind of been trying, like, a bunch of them out. Yeah,
watch a lot of Harry Potter, stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It makes me feel like I'm at Hogwarts. I love it.
So, okay, so were you able to pick the 3 card tricks that you think you're going to learn?
I think I have 3 of them. I've kind of narrowed it down to, like, 5, because it's more like, what realistically am I going to be able to learn?
Right, because a lot of it has to do with, like, misdirection and sleight of hand and things like that.
I obviously haven't been doing this my whole life. Different tricks are, you know, practiced by people that have been doing it for so long. And, like, I basically need, like, how to do magic for dummies, like, at this point.
So do you think our timeline is still solid? Like, you said, what, 3 months? Like, that's we're only 2 weeks in?
Yeah, I still think that's, like, a good amount of time, like... Yeah.
I mean, my birthday's at the beginning of April, so, you know, you want to be the magician at my birthday party.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so funny.
Oh, that might be something we have to arrange. Do you are you going like cape or top hat? I feel like you got to think about the outfit too, right?
Not the whole outfit.
Yeah, well, what about this? Do you, would you be down to do like a Zoom? If we found a magician that thinks that they could help you learn some card tricks, would you take some lessons from a pro?
I would be down if they had anything that would help out.
I think that's a good idea. I think we should get you a mentor, if you will. A Dumbledore.
Oh my gosh, yes. No, a Dumbledore. I love it.
Okay, well, you keep practicing, and we'll check in with you again probably next week to find out how it's going. Again, Mackenzie is trying to fulfill her New Year's resolution that we gave her of having to learn 3 card tricks, magic tricks. So good luck, okay, Mackenzie? Keep me posted.
Okay.
And so let's do this. Let's find somebody that can help her. If you're a magician or you are great at card magic tricks and you think you could help her learn like 3 simple tricks over Zoom, maybe in person, I don't know. Just call me, 312-946-4995. We'll get it set up. 3 things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Is Carol Baskin's husband alive? We'll find out in a second here. But first, let's start with this one. Because if you're like me, your mind wanders all the time. Sometimes I can't even make it through a sentence. I'm like, I thought about 3 other things. Or if you're reading a book, you're like, oh, I just read 15 pages. Not a single word of that sunk in. Well, if you're someone whose mind wanders, scientists have found something that you can put in your head that sets off a little alarm if your mind starts to wander. It's called the Information Communication Research Laboratory Group came up with a little device that sends electrodes to your head. So when you start to wander off, your brain starts to wander off whatever you're supposed to be focused on, a little alarm would sound. Now, I don't know if other people can hear that alarm or not, but I'd be real annoying if they can because that thing is going off constantly. All right, let's get to Carol Baskin. Whacked him. Killed him. Did she? Did she kill her husband? We don't know that. Is he missing? Yes. Is he alive? Well, there are some rumors that Carol Baskin from Tiger King, her husband, is alive. However, those have been debunked. Apparently, she mentioned something about him being in Costa Rica back in an interview in 2021. Somehow, people just now are picking up on it and it's going viral. And now all these headlines are like, Carol Baskin's missing husband might be alive. Well, TMZ also put out some fact checkers there that said, well, he is still actually missing. So whether he's alive or not, no one knows. Is he buried in a tiger cage? Was he fed to tigers? We don't know any of that. However, we don't know that he's living a peaceful little hidden away life in Costa Rica. And I have that story. You can see like all the details on it on our Instagram too, US99 Chicago. Same place you're going to find. This is one of my favorite stories. Now, I will admit that when I first saw this a couple weeks ago, I thought it was stupid. I was like, this is dumb. But the city of Chicago is holding a contest to name the snowplows. And again, wasn't into it. And then I saw the top 50, and some of the names were actually kind of fun. Some of the names like Austin Plowers, Better Call Salt, O'Plow Winfrey, Chance the Scraper, Benny the Bull Lizard, I like that one, Ferris Blizzard's Day Off, Miss O'Leary's Plow, and I think my favorite, I think I'm going to go vote for this one, is Salter Payton. I like that one a lot. You can see all of them too. Like I said, I put them on our Instagram at US99 Chicago. There's some really funny ones. I thought it was dumb at first, but okay, it's kind of fun. US99 Chicago. All right, you know what happens next, right? 4:30, those Eric Church tickets are yours.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet. Scotty.
This is Eric Church. I have a confession to make.
I got a confession to make.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, let's go to Valpo. Colleen, you're calling 19. You are going to play for these Eric Church tickets. How about it?
Woohoo, sounds awesome.
All right, so here's what we're doing, Colleen. Since we're playing for these Eric Church tickets, we're going to go do something you would do at church, which is confessional, okay? So I'm going to give you a couple things that Eric Church may or may not have confessed doing. You just let me know whether you think he did or did I totally make him up, okay?
Got it.
All right, here we go. The first thing, Colleen, is did Eric Church once confess that he competed in a hot dog eating contest and won?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't, Colleen. I made that up. I lied to you. All right, here we go. Number two, Colleen, did Eric Church confess that he once wrote a children's book?
I'm going to say he did not confess to that.
He did not do that. My brother did. That's what he does for a living, but not Eric Church. My brother's not Eric Church, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't think so, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. That's fair. All right, let's go a third one here. Did Eric Church confess that he once appeared on a TV show where he had to cook a meal with only 5 ingredients?
I'm going to say he did not confess to that.
But you should have said he did confess to that, because that is a real one. I know. That's okay, Colleen. Nobody's supposed to lose at confessional, right?
Right.
I think. I don't know. I've never done it. I'm Jewish. We don't do that kind of thing. But you're going to get tickets to go see Eric Church at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 12th. How's that sound?
It sounds fantastic. Thanks, Scotty.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, let's do it. Good news, bad news, where I'll give you the good news of a story. And Alexis and Lombard, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Yeah.
The good news of the story is that there's a guy who ordered his new iPhone on Amazon, waited for a really long time to get it, and finally the package arrived. What's the bad news of that story?
He didn't get an iPhone.
He didn't. He did. It's true, he didn't. What do you think he got instead of an iPhone?
Maybe nothing.
Nothing, like an empty box.
Yeah.
Box of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Which is fun for some. No, the bad news is that you're right. He did not get the iPhone. However, it wasn't an empty box. It was something that maybe if he had a dog, this would be good. But instead, Amazon sent him dog food instead of the iPhone that he actually ordered.
Oh,
yeah. The guy paid over, $1,000, obviously, for the iPhone and ended up he did get a refund. So that's some good news from it.
Well, that sucks, but I'm glad he got his money back.
And then he ate all the dog food. I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's true, but that for me made the story more fun. Scotty, you'll never find.
We gotta find.
Gonna find.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
So the fun part is because you pretty much write this segment. So I always ask for different things that you don't think I will find somebody that either is that person, has that thing. Everything from you've texted in at 44995, Scotty, you'll never find somebody missing a finger. Scotty, you'll never find a single man with a cat. We did up today. Now, I've been stockpiling these, but you could always text 44995 if you want to throw one out there for next week's segment. But today, Scotty, you'll never find someone who still owns a waterbed. Oh, man, I hope we do. So I have a weird personal connection with a waterbed. My brother, growing up in the, I guess it would have been the 90s, had a waterbed. And I thought it was so cool. I thought it was so, so cool. He used to have his friends over. They'd sit on the waterbed, and then they'd have to help each other get out of it because you can't. And you got to roll all weird to the edge so you can get a leg over. 312-946-4995. Do you have or do you know someone that has a waterbed? I have to know you. I have to know about you. I have to know what your life is like. 312-946-4995. I thought it was so cool. The dog would pop it every once in a while with his nails. Mom was pissed, but you get it. 312-946-4995. I don't know if I'm going to get any calls. We'll find out.
We got to find
him.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
None of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
One of my favorite segments is Scotty, you'll never find. And then you text 44995. You just throw it out there. And today, this is where we're going with Scotty. You'll never find somebody who still has a waterbed. And I honestly never thought of any of these calls. I have a full phone bank of people that are on hold right now, ready to tell me that I think they have waterbeds. So if you're on hold, stay right there. I have to know what your life is like. We're running out of time. Let's go to Stephanie in Crown Point. Tell me you have a waterbed.
I do, a California King.
Stop it.
Yes.
You have a huge waterbed.
Yes.
How long have you had said waterbed?
I met my husband 15 years ago, and he had it when I met him.
Okay, yeah, so this is old. I don't know if they even make them anymore. So you guys sleep on it? Like, this is your main bed?
Yes, that's our bed.
Does it take a long time to get out of it in the morning?
Yeah, the older we're getting, the longer it's taking.
You gotta, like, kind of roll and do you help each other? Does one push the other one out and then, like, throw a life raft to the other or a donut and pull them in?
No, luckily we're not to that point yet.
In my head, that's how you did it. Very, like, women and children first. Let's go. Everybody out. There's just so many calls still coming in. We're playing a little game of Scotty, you'll never find, and you get to pick. You can text 44995. You can ask me to look for any kind of person that owns a certain thing or does a certain. Today, we're looking for Scotty, you'll never find somebody that still owns a waterbed. And I'm still going through the calls. If you're on hold, stay right there. People that own waterbeds. Brittany, you're McHenry. You have a waterbed or who does?
When I was younger, I had a best friend that parents had one. There was so many stories about a waterbed and us getting stuck. And
so is her parents' waterbed?
Yes.
That's even worse because if you start hearing waves crashing, you're like, oh no, I know what's going on in there. The boat is a rocket. Don't come a knocking.
Yes. Kind of,
yeah. Three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
It's Friday, so there's a lot of new music and albums out today. So we're going to kick it off with a couple things before we get to who is changing the game here when it comes to ticket sales. But one, Hardy's brand new album out, The Mockingbird and the Crow, which as you can imagine has that grunge rock feel, some songs that don't like radio very much apparently, and more about the industry in general. But it's very, very Hardy and it's very well written because that's who he is. One of the best writers out there. Again, you can check that out, US99.com. Jordan Davis, one of our favorites from Smokeout last year, sitting on top of the charts with Buy Dirt and When My World Spins Around, also dropped a song called No Time Soon. But I really want to get to, and finally, congratulations to Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay, who just had his third son born on Wednesday. You can see some videos all over his Instagram and our Instagram story, USN9 Chicago. The other thing you're going to find there is a little skit from Zach Bryan, who is headlining Thursday night at Windy City Smokeout, who I told you he is changing the game, and I think it means trouble for Ticketmaster when it comes to tickets. And he's made the announcement with a very cheeky, funny, and probably one of the funniest things on the internet and might be around for a long time with a comedian he made up named Theo Vaughn. This is part of his skit that's on Instagram.
What's up, you little orange-loving, happy and sad at the same time? Zach Bryan, cult-worshipping good people of America. It's your boy himself, the Lord's Oyster. And I'm here to tell you exactly how this gonna go down. Tickets will start at $40 and won't be higher than $130. Service fees will be as low as $10 and no higher than $20 per ticket.
So as you heard, he's topping and capping off a lot of his ticket sales, but he said he will not use Ticketmaster. There's only one way to buy the tickets, and you have to go to AXS.com, and what's going to happen is going to be kind of like a lottery situation. So the tickets are going to be cheaper, and they're going to be capped at $130, because he did say that basically I'm sick of hardworking people not not being able to go to concerts because I can't afford them. So if you want to buy the tickets, you have to sign up for your chance to buy the tickets, because like I said, it's kind of like a lottery that'll be drawn. So you can do that at axs.com/Zach Bryan. It also looks like it means a lot of trouble for Ticketmaster, so we'll see what happens with that. But for right now, if you want to find out how to get those Zach Bryan tickets on the tour, not counting festivals, so this doesn't count like Windy City Smokeout, but you can check it all out. I put that funny infomercial too that he made on Instagram, US99 Chicago.
This is Eric Church. I have a confession to make.
Scotty
on US 99.
All right, it's Martina in Cicero. You're caller 19. You are going to play for these Eric Church tickets. We're going to take you to church, Eric, here, and go to confessional here. I'm going to give you a couple things, and you have to decide, are these things that Eric Church has confessed doing, or did I completely make them up, okay?
Okay.
Did Eric Church confess to once participating in a charity event where he dressed up as a clown to entertain children?
I want to say yes.
And so are you saying yes?
Yes.
That's right. He did. He did that at a children's hospital. All right. How about this one? Did Eric Church confess that he once joked about how he'd like to have a pet alligator?
I would say no.
No, he does. Apparently, he does want a pet alligator. Who knew?
Oh, my God.
All right. Final one. Did Eric Church confess that he once appeared on a cooking show as a guest judge?
I want to say no.
That is correct. I lied about that right to your face.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of a story, and Martina and Cicero, you're going to try and guess what the bad news of this story is.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The good news of the story, Martina, is that there's a woman who won free Chipotle for a whole year. What's the bad news of that story?
I don't know. Maybe there is no Chipotle where she lives?
Oh, that's pretty funny. She would have to drive three states over. No, the bad news is that they took her off her back. Apparently, they sent an apology email to all these people that received an email that said they won free Chipotle for a year, and they were like, oops, made a mistake. Just kidding.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
And the only thing worse is if they didn't give her extra guacamole, which I call a guac block. It's all about taking all the negative things and going, forget it. Forget about it. I don't even want to think about anybody that bothered me, the bosses, the kids, the dogs. One thing that someone said to you that made you smile, it's called the best thing someone said to you this week. Think about that one thing. 312-946-4995. I won't do anything or ask you to do anything I'm not willing to do myself. I have two of them. First one came from a guy named Alex who called, randomly told you about something different, but you could hear this weird excitement in his voice. And then he came out with what was going on like in that moment. Turns out, this.
Cool. By the way, I had a baby girl yesterday. Her name's Andy Andrea. So,
oh my God.
Thanks, man. I don't expect you to shout it out or anything, but I just appreciate it.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you, man.
I'm so excited for you. It was randomly his first kid. He was just listening to a show. He was running from the hospital back home to get a bag for his wife who was still in the hospital. And I just thought that was so cool. So I want to say congratulations to him. That made me very happy. Megan in Crystal Lake, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So yesterday my daughter was sitting on the couch and she's taken the most god-awful side pictures of me. Yeah, like bad pictures. And so I told her, you know, Autumn, don't take those. Those are ugly. And she turned and looked at me and said, Mom, you are not ugly. You are beautiful. And I melted.
Dropping knowledge on you.
Yes, she was.
See, and you know it's true because the kids tell the truth. It's just about how you should be looking at yourself.
Exactly. And I think you're right. And I think she was right. And it just completely made my whole week.
I love that.